USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump fulfilled a campaign promise by moving the American embassy to Jerusalem. This was the message that you heard repeated by all the speakers at the inauguration ceremony today for the new U.S. embassy in the Israeli capital. Senator Lindsey Graham was in Jerusalem, and he talked about why this is such a big deal for the Israeli people.
Of all the things President Trump could have done to tell Israel we have their back, making Jerusalem the capital is the strongest signal he could have sent. In 1995, we voted 95-3 to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel. Trump's the first president to actually make it happen by moving the embassy. It's an unequivocal statement in very difficult times.
First Lady Melania Trump underwent a procedure this morning to treat a kidney condition and will likely be hospitalized for the rest of the week. That's at least according to the White House. President Trump did head over to Walter Reed to visit his wife this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump fulfilled a campaign promise by moving the American embassy to Jerusalem. This was the message that you heard repeated by all the speakers at the inauguration ceremony today for the new U.S. embassy in the Israeli capital. Senator Lindsey Graham was in Jerusalem, and he talked about why this is such a big deal for the Israeli people.
Of all the things President Trump could have done to tell Israel we have their back, making Jerusalem the capital is the strongest signal he could have sent. In 1995, we voted 95-3 to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel. Trump's the first president to actually make it happen by moving the embassy. It's an unequivocal statement in very difficult times.
First Lady Melania Trump underwent a procedure this morning to treat a kidney condition and will likely be hospitalized for the rest of the week. That's at least according to the White House. President Trump did head over to Walter Reed to visit his wife this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Analysts are reporting the largest increase in gasoline prices since Hurricane Harvey last year. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The national average has increased almost 7 cents over the past week. Patrick DeHaan is with Gas Buddy.
Well, nationally, the U.S. is looking at $2.87 for a gallon of gasoline. That's up close to 7 cents in the last week.
I'm John Clemens.
Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, who criticized Mylan for jacking up the price of its EpiPen allergy shot 2 years ago, today called on federal officials to help end what he called an urgent and alarming shortage of the life-saving device. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar explained what is being done between Mylan and the government.
So we're working with the manufacturer to make sure that consumers have ready information about where the product is available. Sometimes what happens is you have pockets where the product's available and some other product pockets in the distribution channel where there are shortages, and we're making sure patients have knowledge about where to go.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today was the first day the U.S. Embassy officially opened in Jerusalem. President Donald Trump addressed the dedication ceremony via video.
Today we officially opened the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. Congratulations. It's been a long time coming. Almost immediately after declaring statehood in 1948, Israel designated the city of Jerusalem as its capital. The capital, the Jewish people established.